Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I was hoping for a little Counting Crows, Long December. Happy December. It's December 1st.
Happy December. I've missed you. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And friends, David, anybody who was listening Friday, it was worse than I thought. I went to the Mall of America on Black Friday. Mm. You weren't here. I completely got duped into this.
Yep.
My girls were flying home from New Jersey where they had Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And Marley landed at like noon or something. She was going to wait for me at the airport. I was going to go pick her up. And she goes, you know, Ruby doesn't land till 2 hours later. How about we hop on over to the Mall of America for some Black Friday?
Take the train right there.
And I thought to myself, I would rather stick a hot poker in my eye than do that. And I love the Mall of America. The Mall of America is fantastic. I love it. I used to take my kids for Childhood
Tuesdays. I do too. You know what?
Camp Snoopy. I love riding those rides. I still will do that. God willing, I will be able to bring my grandbabies.
Yeah.
I love everything about Mall of America. The stores are
so
great. It's beautiful. It's wide. It's clean.
Yep.
There's good security. There was a lot of security. But Mall of America on Black Friday.
A hellhole.
It is one of the ring. It's like the
seventh circle of hell.
I mean.
Yeah. But you know what?
Only because
that's a good thing, though, right?
It's great for the economy. It is great for the mall. I hope people got a lot of their shopping done. It's great for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Please spend money at the Mall of America. Please do this. Okay? And yes, the parking was a nightmare. My husband has a friend who works in management there who has like a spot at like some underground parking. And he told Mark that he could use his spot because he had gone home for the holiday. He had gone home already.
So you had like worker access parking?
Yes. We had like a place to park because otherwise you were waiting in the line to park for 2 hours. We saw from the highway and people texted me that, oh, Jory, you're going to be waiting to park. Well, once we finally got into the complex, that was again, these are the reasons why I said yes, that we would do this other than the hot poker. And we got there and it was just chaos.
Yeah.
It was Lord
people
of the,
everywhere.
We were hungry, which is a mistake because Jordana hungry is never, and Marley hungry, again, she's my kid, never a good thing. So immediately we needed food. So we found the closest food court, but the lines.
Oh, geez.
And then it was Lord of the Flies trying to get a table. People were grabbing chairs from other tables. People
knocking
were sitting
people
on the floor.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
People were like hovering, you know, like watching other people
vultures.
Eat.
Yes.
So I mean, it was... I love the Mall of America. Please go shop and spend all your money there. Maybe not on Black Friday.
Well, and that's it. You don't have to go on Black Friday. I mean, is it the deal's really that good that you have to be there?
Well, here's the deal. The reason Marley wanted to go is she wanted to try on a size of something. She would have purchased it, but she wanted to try on a size before she puts it on a Hanukkah list.
Yeah.
She wanted to make sure it fit. They were sold out of what she wanted. And I said, that's good and bad. You can always buy it online and return it. But you know what? God bless that they were sold out. people are shopping, they're spending money, and that is great for the economy.
Amen.
Again, I was glad for the experience. I've never been Black Friday shopping. Clearly would not go again. It's been the right choice in the past. But I hope that everybody that was there, people with their double wide strollers and the grandmas and a bunch of teens, although there was a lot of security, because you cannot come to the mall under 15 without a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were questioning people, and there were some girls there that said, like, this is my younger brother. You know, yes, yep. I'm 16, but he's 13 and I'm his guardian. And the guards were like,
and this is during the day,
during the day, in the middle of the day. I mean, I went at 12:30, you know, it was after work. So I'm so grateful for the security, and they were doing their job, and seemingly everybody was respectful. But if you went to shop, I mean, the lines were long. So waiting online to check out was a challenge.
Yeah, that's...
And if you view it as a sport, if you are a gladiator going into battle, that's your place.
Yeah.
Not so much.
And I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people say they know what they're going to get, but that's like their... That's the excitement they get. But like my mom and my niece used to do that many years ago, that they would, well, they would get up in the middle of the night and go to Target or whatever it is. And yeah, I have no tolerance for that. I mean, that's great that people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, though. I want the run of the place.
Me too. And that's why I love going to the Mall of America on like Tuesday morning.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You do have your run of the place. You can look around and try things on and definitely get a seat at the food court. That's what I would recommend for Minnesotans. Please spend your money at Mall of America. Mm-hmm. We want to keep up the local economy. Fantastic. But Black Friday was a challenge for me.
I remember I went on Christmas Eve one time thinking like it's going to, and it was a ghost town.
Oh, really?
And it was like, I want to say it was probably 1 p.m. So it wasn't
a good
like,
time to
yeah,
go.
It wasn't church time yet. And it was, yeah, I thought it would be crushing, but it was like I had my run of the place.
Of course, that
was a bad thing because, like, if you go to the Mall of America, you better know what you want.
You have to have a plan.
Yeah, otherwise,
must.
It's like,
you must have a plan.
It would be over, it's debilitating. Like, you walk in there and you're just like walking by stores. Oh, I wonder if there's anything in there that they like. I wonder if there's anything in there that they like. Oh, that's horrible. You have to know where you're going.
You have to have a mission, a plan.
Absolutely.
And that's it. We immediately ate because, again, needed to be food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sent Marley on her own. I'm like, you go. She's a fast walker.
Yep.
I'm like, Mark and I are going to chill right here. I think I have a picture of us with the dog sitting in the Nordstrom, like boyfriend area or husband area.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
People came over to say hi to the dog. She was sitting on a, you know, I'll put it on Instagram. But it was, she had her purpose. She got her goals, you know, accomplished, except for the fact that they were out of a pair of pants she wanted. And then we got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
So that was my Mall of America. I mean, did you buy anything? Did you Black Friday it up? Are you Cyber Mondaying it up?
No.
Okay.
I don't buy into any of it. Like, I get it. I'm sure there are great deals.
Fair. Okay.
But unless I just don't, I'm not smart enough to figure that out and really, and I'm probably not good money wise enough to. I'm a simpleton. I'm like, well, I know what I want to get somebody. I'll get online. That's the price. I'll pay the price.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Okay. That's fair. And especially for holiday shopping, you know, you're not necessarily looking for bargains.
Yeah.
You're looking for a gift.
What you want, and you want to make sure it shows up on time.
And that they can return it, and it has a receipt, and you buy somebody a gift.
Yeah.
That's what gift giving is.
Right.
If that's your jam.
Yeah.
So that was my experience at Black Friday. Again, there are reasons to go there on Black Friday, just none of them were mine.
I've got somebody back, like somebody's returned to our home, and it is a gift from above.
Like, do you have an illegitimate child?
It's not an illegitimate child.
More about this.
Yes, we'll hear more about it after the break. It is 9:15 on the first day of December. Adam and Jordana on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I love all my kids. I have two of my own, two bonus kids.
Okay, and who's the
please
favorite?
Don't text me like, why are you calling them bonus kids or stepkids? Every time I call my stepkids something that like somebody's criticizing me, I don't know what you want me to call them, but they're all my kids. But Lauren has been in New York City being a nanny.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
And she went, it was a sudden thing. She knew she wanted to be a nanny, but it like came about suddenly right before Labor Day. And it was like they had a week to prepare. Not even, I don't think. So Jen flew her out there over Labor Day. And it was traumatic because, you know, she wanted to do that. But once she's in the big city and mom's about to leave, and here's this girl that I'm taking care of now and the girl's grandmother. It was, and Jen came home. Jen was a mess. Like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. And I was trying to tell Jen, hey, give it like a week. Mm-hmm. And she's
and New York
be,
City's overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
It's not like moving to Minneapolis.
No. Oh,
New
not
York
even
City
close.
Is, oh, not even Chicago. No. It is overwhelming.
Yeah.
A different, like a different culture.
Yeah.
And different modes of transportation.
Yep.
You have to learn things about to live your life.
100%. Mm-hmm. And I said, give it a week. I promise you she's going to be fine. And she was. She,
awesome,
and has been loving it out there. Been loving the work. We're trying to figure out now, like if she wants to do some school out there, how we can make it work. But she came back on, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, and it was just like, here's why. I mean, obviously love her, but she is our, like within 2 hours of her being home, I was upstairs, like doing my thing. I came down. The entire kitchen, everything was spotless clean. This is she is a gift from heaven.
A mate? Wait, was she always like this?
Always.
Oh,
and let me
so
tell you something.
Okay.
The house has suffered since Lauren went to New York. And I said, oh, so good to have you back. Not only that, but she is the Christmas decoration person.
Love it.
And within 2 hours, the tree was up. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Everything was ready to go. And it's just such a blessing to have her back.
What a beautiful thing to say, because I thought this was going to go badly.
Oh, God, no.
This conversation.
Absolutely not.
I'm so happy that you can appreciate her for that.
Right. And, I wish my other kids would like get involved with the decorating, but no, they got their other thing. But she is the one, man. She is like baking cookies.
Yeah.
Like just, she's just wonderful.
Being a nanny is such a great job.
Yeah.
Because it literally is the training you need to take care of somebody else, mm-hmm. take care of a household sometimes. That is such great training for her, and especially if she's inclined, if she's domestically inclined,
yeah.
if she gets pleasure
totally
out of cleaning,
domestically inclined.
Right.
Now, her own room is a different story. Her own room and her bathroom
that's
down
okay.
in the basement.
That's
like
okay.
you would look at those and like, this is the same person who cleans. But that's okay. Yeah,
that's her
I don't
own
have to
space.
See it. Right.
Right.
I'm not messing with it.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, she's just wonderful.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. And we had a great Thanksgiving, and my sister-in-law's and my mom was there. Both my daughters were there. Shane, my daughter's boyfriend, just completed basic training for the Marines, and she flew out to San Diego last week to see him graduate,
mm-hmm.
and he flew back, and he's back for a couple weeks before he gets shipped off again, so it's just a magical time.
So these people, Shane and Lauren, have just had experiences, maybe for the first time away from home for mm-hmm. an extended period of time, because
yep.
she's only 18, right? She just
right.
graduated
yep.
high school, right? So away from home for an extended period of time. And also New York City is, like I said, it's a
right.
different planet.
Yep.
I mean, that's a whole... And she's not only acclimated, but is thriving, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the emotional changes? I know it's only been a few days, but like, do you sense that she's more grown up, more independent?
She's always been a very grown up. She is the adult. Like, she loves kids, but she doesn't like, not to say she doesn't like them, but she relates with either young kids or adults.
Fair.
Like fellow teenagers, doesn't really.
Well, they suck. So
yeah.
why would she?
So
yeah.
she's always been the one like talking to she's talking to the adults in the room or
mm-hmm.
talking to the young kids. That's just always been her personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen really a different change.
Okay.
I was wondering like, is she going to be big city now? And,
right.
Yeah.
Judging your decor
because like,
that's
so,
not chic enough.
Right. Jen and I love to go to Chicago. She's like, oh, Chicago.
Why?
And Jen and I have talked about we'd love to move to Chicago. Oh, why would you move to Chicago?
Like, it's not the Big Apple.
It's not the Big Apple. Right.
That's so funny.
So, no, it's just...
I always said that every year when I put my kids on the camp bus and they were gone for a month or 6 weeks, I would put one kid on the bus and I would receive a different one home.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a long time for a younger kid, you know, to be gone. I mean, Lauren's been gone for months at this point. So it was always amazing to see how either they talk to their friends in a different way or interact, hold themselves
yes.
or interact. They always came home with renewed confidence,
mm-hmm.
with a little more independence from me,
yep.
the parent.
Yep.
You know, so I'm sure Jen might see the changes a little more because
right.
she's Jen's daughter.
Yep.
But it's always amazing to see the amount of growth once one of your children is away from you,
yes.
is away from the parents.
Yep.
I'm experiencing that with my freshmen and my siblings. My brother has a freshman in college who's at Alabama. By the way, the Alabama-Georgia now, they're...
Oh, boy.
That's a family rivalry now where the group texts are blowing up. Roll Tide versus woof, woof, go
yeah.
dogs. Yeah. So it's... and it's amazing to see, like, my brother's son needed to get away from his parents. I love
yeah.
my brother, but
yep.
he needed, and he is a different person in just the few months that
needed
he's been
to get Alabama. Away. Why?
Because my brother and his wife are very controlling.
Okay,
and the boy needed some independence.
Yeah,
he needed to make his own mistakes.
Yep.
He needed to make his own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so happy now that he had that space, and he's just like I feel like so much more independent and a happier kid.
I
mean,
that
Alabama? I FaceTimed with him. He goes to Alabama.
Oh wow.
And that's a big school to delve
yeah.
into. That's
yes.
a lot of, you know, chaos and
mm-hmm.
what. But, you know, he found his way and he just sometimes these kids need to get
yeah.
be on their own a little bit.
Yep.
And then when you do reunite with them, you can really appreciate it. Minute. I mean, they're your kids, so you know them so intimately.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see these minute changes of them growing into human beings that you don't necessarily know, but it's who they always were.
Yeah.
But
such a great point.
Never felt independent enough or maybe strong-willed enough or, you know, to kind of blossom into who
mm-hmm.
they are. And it's so fun to see that, especially when these freshmen come home from college. They're new people.
Yeah. Even Morgan, even though she's right mm-hmm. in town. You know,
but she's still away.
She's living away.
She's living on her own. That's huge. Don't discount that.
Oh, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you're right. Like when you have conversations now, it's like, wow. And you're right, that person has always been there. Maybe I just didn't pay close enough attention to say. Now, just the thought of you being in college makes me feel like you're more independent than you were before. She's always been quite independent.
I get it. And it's different now, though.
Yeah.
It's different. She buys her own groceries. Yep. She, you know, doesn't, you don't have to make her dinner. Like, it is different. And these are such good steps toward adulthood. I love it. I love it when the kids come home. They have their own stories. They are independent. I love seeing them interact. Like, even last night, we took the girls to the movies. Maddox is still out east. Mark and I took the girls to the movies. It was so fun to see my daughters, the sisters, you know, because Ruby's been gone for so long. Just be together and have fun and just kibitz, you know, just just be sisters.
What'd you go
together.
See?
We saw Wicked.
Yeah. How'd that
I
go?
Thought it was fantastic. And I don't care what these haters say, like, Jimmy, oh, it was too long. I'm not even a person who likes musicals. I don't like busting into song in the middle of a plot that I'm trying to follow.
You can see it coming, like, oh, no, here comes a song. I want to fast forward that part.
Stop it. Which we will do at 11:30. Stop it.
Stop it, yeah.
We're going to do Stop It. So, and also, the songs are always too long. But my goodness, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, such enormous talents. The acting was spectacular, too. The colors and the pageantry. You had to notice suspend reality, of course.
Yep.
It's Wicked, you know, the Wizard of Oz story. The way they incorporated the Dorothy Wizard of Oz story and the way the end was very, you got, what's the word, closure on all of the storylines. It was such a beautiful movie. I highly recommend going to the movies and seeing it. It was the girls' second time. They saw it over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go with us.
Yep.
Mark and I laughed, cried, the whole shebang. I'm easy to please, so I'm an easy laugh, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Maybe people say it's too long. I wasn't on a time frame last night. It was an easy night. But I will tell you what I learned from the movies last night. The girls got a large popcorn to share with Mark, and they got one free refill. So in the middle of the movie, Marley had to pee because it's a long movie.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and she wants to refill the popcorn. But it's closed. The concessions was closed. And she said, oh, no, I came from, somebody was still there cleaning up. I came for my popcorn refill. Do you guys have any left that you can refill?
Right.
They took a plastic bag, dumped the rest of the popcorn that they were going to throw out into the bag and handed it to her.
Nice.
I have never, it's Hanukkah came early.
Yes.
I have never seen this child so excited before in my life. I didn't know that they do that. Is that a standard practice?
Well, I think they're going to throw it out anyway. So if they want, probably, like if you get there at the end when they're closing up, they probably, a lot of those theater workers probably take big bags of popcorn home every day.
The Marcus movie gods were smiling.
Was it still warm?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were just cleaning up.
Yeah.
I literally took a picture of it. Again, we'll be posting that too. You can see all of these things on my Instagram. I'm going to post them during the break. So, what a fun experience, you know, with the whole movie thing, like the popcorn. I know that's the little things in life and it's so silly, but she was so happy.
Yeah. Texter says, are there any other topics that Adam and Jordana can discuss? This has been 27-minute conversation that Adam and Jordana should have had on a personal telephone call.
That's kind of what this show is.
I was going to say, that's the point of the show.
You're listening in like, to us talk about
our lives. Exactly, and you also have a chance to like be in it on it. So I'm sorry we didn't. Yeah. Do you want to talk Somali fraud? Let's do that, right?
Okay, unfortunately,
we are going to talk about, okay?
But we haven't seen each other.
I know.
He's leaving again for his trip, so my movie, his daughter. I mean, it's
jeez, my gosh,
like
excuse us. Boy, Thanksgiving spirit is over already. Somebody says all theaters do that.
I
didn't know that either, though. I didn't know I could go out at the end and grab a big bag of popcorn.
So fun. Yeah. The little things in life. She was so excited.
Yeah. We will get to the new developments in the massive fraud and the focus on the community, on the Somali community, and the fine line of calling out the truth, like who's committing the fraud, and demonizing an entire group of people. It's a delicate balance. We'll get to that after traffic and weather on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
How can we talk about this fraud case and honestly lay blame where it belongs without demonizing a whole community? Because I feel like this is, the vast majority of the suspects, defendants, and those who have been convicted in the Feeding Our Future fraud and these autism fraud cases and the housing cases, the vast majority are East African immigrants, Somalis. Mm-hmm. And that is just a fact. But I feel like, and by the way, that it was the big article in the paper this weekend, and where the defense attorney for a couple of these defendants basically said that they took significant advantage of a system that, frankly, didn't want to push back because they didn't want to be viewed as racist.
Mm-hmm. So that was it. There were less questions asked because they were Somali people that were saying we need this for autistic kids. And the article sort of says they weren't questioned hard enough because they didn't want to be thought of as racist.
Yes. And that they, in some cases, that card was used where in the Feeding Our Future card, they filed suit against the Minnesota Department of Education when they froze funding. And part of the argument was that, well, would you stop funding if these were white people?
Mm-hmm.
So they absolutely use that card, the race card, if you want to call it.
You know, Governor Walz was asked this this weekend. He was on Meet the Press. Kristen Welker was filling in, and she asked him about a lot of things, but she specifically asked him about the fraud in Minnesota. Here's the question and what he had to say.
Do you take responsibility for failing to stop this fraud in your state?
Well, certainly I take responsibility for putting people in jail. Governors don't get to just talk theoretically. We have to solve problems. And I will note, it's not just Somalis. Minnesota is a generous state. Minnesota is a prosperous state, a well-run state. We're AAA bond rated, but that attracts criminals. Those people are going to jail. We're doing everything we can. But to demonize an entire community on the actions of a few, it's lazy. And as you heard Senator Kelly say, this president has cut a lot of inspector generals. He's cut programs that could help us tackle this on. So we'll take it on. We'll put folks in jail. I don't care what your nationality is. I don't care what your religion is, your color. If you're committing crimes, these are programs that were meant to serve students with autism, to housing and to making sure people had enough to eat. There's a reason Minnesota ranks as the top lowest childhood poverty.
Okay, we can jump in there because there's a lot to unpack there.
And he said he takes credit for putting people in jail. After they committed the fraud, he put them in jail. Okay, but that doesn't solve the problem. It's still $1 billion in fraud. It's gone from the taxpayers.
And not only that, the system that allowed this to happen was still under your watch. And again,
be afraid of calling things
pushing
like
back.
They are.
Or just, there could be a number of there could be a number of reasons for it, that the lax oversight for whatever reason, not pushing back because they were afraid to be deemed racist, or just simply being asleep at the wheel. And all due respect to our governor, you can't say we're a well-run state and then the very next breath say that criminals are taking advantage of it because we're a well-run state. No, criminals would not take advantage of it if we were a well-run state, because we would have caught it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, and again, this is a huge deal for him. And if he wants a third term, and I've said it from the start, I don't think governors should have a third term. And I don't think Governor Tim Walz should be running for a third term, not because he's Tim Walz, but because I just don't think we should have three-term governors. But he's got a long way to go overcoming this fraud. At the same time, we don't need to demonize an entire community of people who fled a country, fled a situation, and have come here to try for a better life. You can't just automatically say, well, they're all like that. Or this is your moment to say, ha ha, see? I knew that those people were doing something fishy, and here's the example of it. Mm-hmm. And I think unfairly we are doing that, and we can call out the bad actors and say, okay, they abused the system.
Yes.
And they may have used race as a way to abuse the system, but don't tell me this is like the every single person of East African descent.
Oh God,
is
no.
Like this.
Oh God, no. No, 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 no.
And well, you say that, but I think there's a lot of people who feel that way.
And we don't need to demonize a whole community. But the fact that the fraudsters in this case played the race card, and they played that card, then we need to be less afraid to call things what they are. We need to call a spade a spade. If you are committing this fraud, don't play the race card with me. You know, we need to be less afraid of being deemed a racist, I guess. This was about fraud. It wasn't about color. It was not about nationality.
No.
You know, they shouldn't have played the race card. I feel like the ones who played the race card were the ones who brought this upon themselves, brought shame on the entire community, which, of course, they did. Yes, we have to be bigger people and know not to blame the baby, the bathwater. Know not to blame the whole community. We do. But then also, within the community, don't play the race card. You can't do that unless, you know, it's really a race issue. If you are not getting funding because you are Somali, then we have laws to protect against that. Use the legal system and show that there is actual racism. That's okay. You will be protected. You know, you can, if you can prove that, then to make a case for that. But don't play the race card and then get mad when people blame the community, because what you're doing is not being a good member of your community.
Mm.
Be an upstanding member of the community and people won't blame you. It's human nature to say, oh, they're all like that. It's human nature. So yes, we as, I don't know, white people, as Native American, we're not Native, excuse me, people that were born here in this country, sure, we need to be more understanding and open-minded and not throw the baby out with the bathwater. But we also need to be less afraid to be called racist when it's not racist. It's actually fraud.
Yeah.
And we need to protect all Minnesota taxpayers, which include many Somalis. Mm-hmm. They want to be protected from tax fraud, from fraud in general. And that's what we're doing. We're not. The fact that maybe it wasn't investigated further because these people were of brown or African descent makes me so sad. It makes me realize we are afraid to stand up for right and wrong because we're afraid of how it will be perceived. Mm-hmm. Get over it. Somebody calls you a racist. You know in your heart if that's true or not. And if you are just doing your job and you know, speaking out against fraud or fighting against fraud, own that. Don't worry about the names that they call you. I just feel like we need to get over the emotionality around that.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but I also believe that there's, again, we always bring this back to the pendulum swinging, and because we were so, we became so afraid to even talk about the subject, that now it's swinging back, but it also giving an opportunity to people who are, in fact, racist or who have those thoughts in their head to say, well, I'm free to say that. And you are. You're free to say whatever you want. You're not free from the consequences to say whatever you want. 651-461-9226. Nobody is demonizing an entire community. Mm-hmm. The bad guys stole millions and millions of dollars and sent it to Somalia. That needs to be fixed.
It does.
Well, on that note, too, and I know that there are these reports that the tax money is being sent back and it's funding Al-Shabaab. And again, they're still investigating that, and they might, in fact, uncover that. But to this point, there is no direct evidence of that. And it came up in 2018 with another report that Fox 9 did here in the Twin Cities, and it was based on the same source, who's this police detective in Seattle, who said that money was going back to fund Al-Shabaab.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if that is the case, the federal government absolutely would have charged that already, saying that this money is funding terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And again, let me be crystal clear again. It's still May. Nobody has closed the book on that. But to this point, it has not been alleged. And you can't wish for something and keep saying that that is in fact what is happening when you don't have those charges and there is no evidence of that other than simply anonymous sources. And again, I'll say it again. That may change. They may file those charges. And again, we talked about this last week, that with the money that was being swindled from the state of Minnesota, the evidence is cars were being bought, luxury homes, cars. They were improving their lifestyles. Did they send that money home to relatives in Somalia? Maybe. And if they did that, did some of that money fall into the wrong hands? Because Somalia, not exactly a upstanding country with
a
very
state, with terrorists with running it,
ethical moral government.
Mm-hmm.
So, the book is not closed on that, but you can't say, well, that's happening when you don't have the proof and the receipts yet.
That's fair. I think that's absolutely fair. And also, does it even matter? I mean, it's bad if they're funding terrorism.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
But they're also buying cars and boats and all that. It's just as bad. What happened is the outcome is still the same.
Yeah.
The Minnesota taxpayers were defrauded. We're talking about $1 billion. I mean, that is a lot of money. So you can take it to that next level with the Al-Shabaab or not. The outcome is still the same. It was illegally defrauding Minnesota taxpayers using a scam for Somali autistic kids. That was the scam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So we can just stick with the facts of this case, and it's just as bad as if it, whether or not it's going to Al-Shabaab. Okay, maybe that makes it worse, and it's just not mansions and cars. But wherever it's going, Minnesota taxpayers are still being defrauded, and that's bad. And I think Tim Walz's explanation on Meet the Press was not enough.
No.
It was a weak answer.
He's not going to sit there and say, yes, I accept responsibility.
Well, he should.
He should, but I mean, that would end his campaign.
Well, that would be a good thing to accept. We need some more accountability.
Oh, I agree 100%. Our society does not allow a politician to go out there and say, yes, I accept full responsibility, unless that politician is saying, mm-hmm. and I'm riding off into the sunset.
Right, and they're done.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're done, so they're taking that hit. I understand that. But I think this is also, the conversation is really, no, don't demonize entire communities for some people's flaws and some people's criminal activity. Of course, you can't wash all Somalis with the worst sins of the few. But also Minnesota, if you see fraud, do not shy away from it because somebody who is an immigrant is doing it.
Right.
We need to be equally as harsh with our investigations and our punishment of people doing bad deeds and criminal deeds in Minnesota, no matter what color or nationality they are. And we need to get clear on that.
You can react 651-461-9226. We'd love some phone calls. We did have some calls, but did they hang up, David?
No.
They just didn't want to stick around.
Jeez. Several people that wanted to tell me their opinions and not share it with the rest of us.
Tell it to us. Yeah. Come on.
David doesn't care.
Don't be shy.
We care.
651-461-9226. 9:51. That is your Linda's Construction time check. Time to invest in those LeafGuard brand gutters.
Just to wrap up our conversation about, there's a big article in the New York Times, and Governor Walz was on Meet the Press about the fraud committed, the $1 billion. It's a lot of money, friends, of fraud committed over the last 5 years here in Minnesota. We have a problem, and we need to get less sensitive about it. We need to call out the people who are doing it, no matter what color or nationality they are. That shouldn't even be on the table. If you're committing a crime, it doesn't matter who you are. It's a crime.
Yep.
And it needs to be stopped or it needs to be investigated before it gets any worse. We need to be less afraid of people's feelings or being called a racist or something. If you have facts and can prove that someone's doing criminal activity, that's it. It's criminal. It's good versus bad. It's good versus evil. That's the only side there. But we Minnesotans do have a right to demand accountability from our governor and from anybody who was involved in this fraud. OK, it's $1 billion from Minnesota. And I pay taxes here. Mm-hmm. My kids pay taxes here. My husband pays. You know, I mean, it's absolutely not OK. But we have to remember to wrap up this conversation, to place the blame on the criminals and not the community.
Mm-hmm.
We need to not scapegoat an entire community for the bad actions of a few criminals. And I want you to know that I believe that 86 people have been charged across these cases. Yes, many of them are Somali. 59 people have already been convicted.
Mm-hmm.
So there is accountability is coming. It is on its way.
Yeah. Here's an interesting text, though, that I want to address. Maybe not today, but we're pursuing a guest who can address this.
Yes, we are.
The text is this. Can you say a community, though, has a cultural attitude that it's okay to steal and defraud the government? The people charged were community leaders and business owners, not just a few bad actors. Is there something in the culture of this country that you said is a failed state, that it is, where corruption and
terrorism,
fraud is part of the system there, that this is part of that culture that they're bringing here? We are pursuing an interview with McAllister professor Ahmed Samatar, who is a professor of East African Studies, a Somali. And he addresses that in the New York Times article.
Yes.
We tried to get him today, but hopefully he will be able to join us tomorrow to address that very question. Ron is called in from Blaine. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Adam and Joanna. Say, you know, we've been talking about
Jordana.
I've been listening to you this morning. Very interesting topic. But what I'm wondering is, it starts at the top. The governor has still not admitted wrongdoing directly by saying he's responsible. The buck stops there. But what about all the, starting with the commissioner and on down to the department heads who saw this phenomenal growth but didn't speak up to say this is not logical? Has anyone lost their jobs?
That's a great question, and
great
I don't
question.
Think so. And thank you, Ron. And that's a big problem. That's why this is not an easy topic for Governor Walz to overcome.
Right.
And again, do I think he was personally involved in orchestrating the fraud?
Oh,
no,
God,
of course not. But the buck stops at the top, folks. And you can't tell me that if you're sitting here defending Tim Walz, saying, "Oh, what could he have done?" Imagine if this is Donald Trump and fraud committed under Donald Trump. By the way, there's a lot of stuff happening, too, that we talk about, like where he's getting awfully rich on the position.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell me that if you're defending Tim Walz in this situation, you wouldn't say, well, It's happened under Donald Trump's watch. It's got to be his fault. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent.
I think we can be. You know, Governor Walz is the CEO of our state. That's where the buck is supposed to stop. He is the person who makes decisions, who okays things, and who has to monitor what's going on in the organization, in the organizational structure of our state. So, yes, like I said, I don't think his answer was good to Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. And I would like to have seen some heads roll. Where did the buck stop before he knew about it that allowed this? Who was the person who kowtowed to the race bait? Oh, I'm going to look bad if I investigate people that are Somali. Who are the people that didn't have the chutzpah, that didn't have the balls to stand up and say, no, I smell something wrong here.
Right.
I'm going to stop this in the tracks. Their heads should roll.
It's a massive story. And we've been talking about it for years and months.
Yes. And when I say heads roll, I just mean like they should lose their job, not anything worse.
Right. No, that's how we do it in this country. We don't chop off hands.
No,
some people want us to do that. We'll do our holiday showdown next hour. It has to do with your leftovers, your Thanksgiving leftovers, big questions, big debate
deep
over
stuff.
What to do with that.
This is deep stuff.
That'll come up at 10:20. But after the news, we will do quick takes. And DJ has something to tease about that.
Yeah, it's an emergency in Minneapolis and St. Paul today. Also,
we don't have places to sit down. Not enough places to sit down.
Yesterday, a low watermark for the purple. We'll talk about both of those coming up in quick takes.
Very low mark for the purple. Sundays are free to do whatever you want now. You don't have to worry about the Vikings anymore. Lots coming up here with Adam. And we're going to do Stop It at 10:35.
No, 11:35. 11:30, yes.
Stop It. What do you want? What have you had enough of? Stop It.
I got a couple of Cyber Monday ones.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk
about
that.
That's all coming up with Adam and Jordana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.